We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Howdy, and welcome to Aggies in 60. I'm Andrew Monaco. Once more, we return to Reed Arena. The Aggies won their first two NIT matchups, against Alcorn State, and most recently against Oregon. Now they face the Wake Forest Demon Deacons out of the ACC. It's one final time for the 12th man to come out and show their love and support for this team. With a trip to Madison Square Garden in New York and the NIT semifinals on the line, the 12th man and this team did not disappoint.
From Learfield, this is the NIT.
Howdy, Ags, and welcome to a rapidly filling Reed Arena for our quarterfinal matchup in the National Invitation Tournament. It's the Fightin' Texas Aggies and the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. The Aggies will shoot to the basket to our right in the first half, Wake Forest to our left. The tap goes to Wake Forest to get started. Davian Williamson is a 6'1 senior from Winston-Salem, who played at ETSU. That's where Steve Forbes was before Wake Forest. Three from the right wing is short, and the rebound poked away by Taylor to Boots Radford. Aggies get their first possession with Manny Obasicki initiating the offense. Davian Williamson along with Isaiah Musius. Dallas Walton, Jake LaRavia, and Alondis Williams. 10 on the shot clock. First possession, A&M. Boots top of the arc. Boots down the right lane line. Protects. Kick to Q in the right corner for three. In and out. No good. Rebounded by Musius. Front court Williamson using a Walton screen. Now a double team develops at half court. Nearly stolen by Obasicki. Underhand toss to LaRavia. LaRavia above foul line extended. On the right wing for Musius. Straight up top Williams. Up fake. Foul line extended left side. Now LaRavia drives the left baseline. Fade away from 12. Airmailed it. Rebound. Boots. Front court. Tyrese Radford. Attacks on the left wing, and he is fouled on the drive.
Interesting matchup. You got LaRavia guarding Tyrese. That's a kind of a mismatch if you have him out there facing the basket. He's 6'8". Tyrese 6'2". Here it is again.
Boots will move to the middle of the floor in front of the center jump circle. High post right side. Coleman the looping pass to Radford. Dribbles to the top of the arc. Now gives to Taylor there. Wade, one dribble to his left, to the basket. Henry Coleman, up fake, lay it up, off the heel. Oh, the follow by Manny Obasicki!
Did we set the stage about him being explosive or not?
LaRavia, right side of the lane. He'll lob to Walton, bobbles, gets it back. Stripped by Taylor, off Walton, Aggie basketball!
The harassment part of half-court defense is it living large right now for the Aggies. Great reach in by Wade Taylor on the 7-footer to knock the ball loose. But good job of flying around in the half-court defensive set.
The blossoming of Manny Obasike over the course of this season and in this 10-game stretch, or 12-game stretch, if you will. Now between the circles, shot clock at 9. Angles to the left side above foul line extended using a Coleman screen. He'll step back 3 over Laravia and swish it. 5-0 A&M.
He's got to be cautious. He takes that back step with that jab, just back up and shot the 3.
Williamson, left side of the floor in the front court. Musius, foul line extended, left side beyond the arc. Laravia on the right side, swung along the perimeter. Williamson, double team. Walton dribbles to the right elbow, dumps inside, laid up, and in by Isaiah Musius.
That's a good look. When you get the double team, they just dive from the outside, just pick an angle and cut to the basket. Nice way to counter the double team.
Third in the ACC is Wake Forest with 15 assists per game. High post right side, Coleman dribbles through the key. Taylor, shy of the left elbow. Straight away, Obasike goes to work down the right lane line. Kick on the right wing. Q attacks. Up fake. Back up top, Taylor. Taylor into the paint. Down the right lane line. Floater off the glass and in. Wade Taylor, the fourth, gives the Aggies a 7-2 lead. Stepping into the front court is Williamson, knocked down by Boots. He's got the steal. Boots laying up and in, right side. 9-2 start for the Aggies.
It's a double team at half court. Caught him by surprise. Got a piece of it.
And Williamson stopped across the timeline. Laravia knocks Q down. He initiated the offense. Offensive foul, says official Manny Obasike. The O is for official.
How about that? It kind of looked like the guitar player.
A little Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry go down the floor.
Quentin be good.
9-2
Texas A&M. Taking the charge from Laravia. 3 right side. 4 too strong. Offensive rebound, Coleman. He's going to go to work on Walton. Dix up and under and in. It's an 11-2 start for A&M. Timeout, Wake Forest.
You talk about establishing yourself and what you're going to have to deal with the rest of the game. Did a great job of doing it here in the first 5 minutes.
11-2, Texas A&M leads Wake Forest. 16-12 to play in our first half. And during this late season run through the tournament here in the NIT, my first question after the first media timeout, how'd you like that start, partner?
Superlatives might be one of the best we've seen this year, right?
Isn't that one of the changes, though, John? Usually at that first timeout, this team was looking at a deficit. Now they're playing their style, and they have a 9-point lead after 4 minutes.
Yeah, story of really 3 seasons, right?
Yep. Cameron Hildreth is in for Wake Forest. Laravia pressured in the back, goes to Hildreth, above foul line extended. He's from England, is Hildreth, one of 2 players from there. Matthew Marsh is another bench player. Foul line extended left side, Walton to Hildreth up top. A Laravia screen for him. Rose down the right lane line, and he traveled. Because of the defense of Quentin Jackson on that right lane line, right by the block, it forced Laravia into a travel.
And Seth, baseline help, the rotation. If we make them move basketball and make passes where we can anticipate the rotation, that's what causes travels right there. You're there before they get there.
Third turnover on Wake Forest. The Aggies have 4 points off the previous 2 turnovers. See what they do here. Up 11-2. Foul line extended left side. Q on the left wing. Out to Boots. Boots eyes the 3. Instead goes back to Q on the left wing. Boots will reset with 10 on the shot clock as he moves to the center jump circle. Angles to the right side of the floor. 7 on the shot clock. He hears it from the crowd. At the free throw line to Taylor. Taylor step back. He's going to launch the 3 on the left wing. Off the front of the rim, no good. Box out by Laravia allows Alondis Williams to get the rebound. Laravia on the left wing. Looking inside, finds Walton. Mismatch with Wade Taylor the fourth, but a double team develops. Skip a pass across Alondis Williams. He's in front of the Aggie bench in the right corner. Skips right to the left side once again. Musius missed everything. Saved by Hildreth. Q knocks it free. He's in the front court. Lays it up and in with the left hand. The run out. 13-2 Texas A&M. Hildreth top of the arc. Down the right lane line. Floater to the basket is disrupted by Quentin Jackson. It was intended for Hadeem C. You may remember C played at Ole Miss. Now here at Wake, between the legs, Obasike to Q. Back up top to Wade Taylor, the fourth, who calls out the play. Shot clock, half of it's gone as he angles to the right side. 13-10 A&M, 13:50 to play. On the right baseline, it is Boots. Boots with a jab step. Dribbles to his left. Up top, Taylor. Shovel a pass over to Q. 5 to shoot. Above foul line extended left side. Lets it fly. Too strong. Obasike battles with Hildreth for the rebound. Cameron Hildreth comes away with it. Pitch to the left corner. Passed from Monsanto, inside for C, bobbled, got it back, lays it in, left side. Nearly taken away, inside, but Hadeem C with just the second bucket for Wake Forest, 2-for-8 start for them. Aggies are 6-for-12. 13-15 to let play first half. Obaseki down the left lane line. Obaseki is stripped. Obaseki to the free throw line. First free throw is good. No good, rebound by Hildreth. Williams gets into the paint, a little step through, a little scoop, and a score for Williams. He split two Aggie defenders, and he gets the bucket and a chance at a three-point play. First free throw for the Demon Deacons is good by Alondis Williams. He's got three in the 14-7 Texas A&M lead. Diarra and Radford along with Ethan Henderson, Hayden Hefner, and Andre Gordon. High post right side to Hefner. Left side was taken away. Looping pass to Radford above foul line extended. Hefner down the right lane line, stops, turns, fades from five, and he hits. H gets his first bucket.
That's a clear inside. That's a designed play to let him try to get into the paint as far as he could go. He shot that fadeaway.
16-7 A&M with 10:45 to play in the first half. A little swim move. Williams all the way to the baskets, and an offensive foul. Hassan Diarra takes that charge.
That's what he can do. He can break you down like that. But, you know, and they do as good a job of prepping, scouting. And one of the things that they wanted to do in practice is to limit his angles and limit that space. They're going to kind of cheat towards him, and exactly what Hassan did.
Underhand toss, Radford, 10 on the shot clock. 16-7 Aggies. Radford behind the back, crosses over on Hadeem C, gets behind him, he gets fouled. He had C at his mercy.
No, again, you give him a situation where you spread the floor, you have a guy in a corner, if that guy steps in help, he's unselfish, he'll get it to him. But he has that hesitation. He's right, he's left-hand dominant, but he can go right or left and take it. He took him on the right side of the rim right there. He's a tough guard, I'm telling you.
Not. He's another one. He keeps saying this about these players, but not the same player at the beginning of the season.
Well, if you try to just match up with him one-on-one, you better tape your ankles, and you better hold on to your apparel.
I'm just going to leave it at apparel because I know where you're going. Hadeem C, he leaves. Two personal fouls for him. Boots misses the first free throw. We'll get another with 10:13 to play in this first half. That one's good, and the Aggies have a 17-7 lead. Williamson, bounce pass. Walton on the left block goes up on the right side. The block. But fouled is Musius. He will go to the line on the foul by Ethan Henderson. 2 of 2. No one in the ACC took more free throws. 665 of them on their season. 17-9 is the Aggie lead. Diarra at the top of the arc. Diarra, Obaseki, Gordon, Henderson, and Hefner, the five on the floor for the Aggies with 9:25 to play. Above foul line extended right side, Hefner. Curl, Gordon, free throw line. Kick to Hefner. Attacks on the right wing. Reach in foul. Taken away by Williams. Up ahead to Musius. Power dribble. Blocked from behind by Diarra.
Set him up. Great hustle, though. You always stay in the play. Stay in the play. Hustle from midcourt to get there. And a secondary chance to block the shot.
Catch and shoot Williams. The three on the right wing's no good. Over the back is Walton. Loose ball foul.
Good job blocking out. I mean, it's one of those things that you work on from the very start of the season and you continue through the season. You can't even have to think about putting a body on somebody. It's just got to be second nature, just a reaction. A&M's done such a better job, and we've rebounded better because they just normally react to getting next to somebody. Good job blocking out.
Henderson to the line. That's the seventh team foul on Wake Forest. So the Aggies in the bonus with 9:06 to play in this first half. Ethan Henderson. Front end of a 1-1 where he's 1-for-3 this year, make it 2-for-4. 18-9 Texas A&M. Diarra, Coleman, Obaseki, Gordon, and Henderson guards the inbound. And it is stolen by Gordon. It was intended for Hildreth. Andre's all alone. Dunk! A forward drive of the game. Andre Gordon, 20-9. Texas A&M, the steal off the inbound. Deflected pass. Gordon deflects to Coleman. He's got Diarra out in front. Goes to Obaseki. Three in transition is shorts. Caroms to Diarra. He'll chase it down by half court on the right side of the floor. 7:45 left. 20-9 at Texas A&M. High post left side Coleman. Coleman turns and faces the basket at the left elbow. Coleman hands off Diarra. Diarra down the left lane line. Diarra bumped off the glass. No good. Coleman offensive rebound up and under and in with the reverse layup. 22-9, Texas A&M.
How nimble is Henry, though? Being a big body like that.
Timeout, 7:21 to play in the first half, and Texas A&M owns a 22-9 lead on Wake Forest.
Aggies in 60 continues. It's the Aggies and the Wake Forest Demon Deacons in the NIT quarterfinals at Reed Arena.
From Learfield, this is the NIT.
Shooting to the basket to our right are the Aggies and the 80 throwbacks. The gray uniforms with the maroon letters and numbers and Texas Aggies on the front on a curl. Gordon on the right side of the lane. 5:55, Q back on the floor with Taylor and Gordon, Coleman and Obasicki. Dre goes up top to Taylor. Taylor now below the Lone Star logo. 5 on the shot clock. Top of the arc using a Coleman screen. Taylor, hook pass to Obasicki. Free throw line. Rises from there. And hits Manny Obasicki. He has 5 here in the early going. 24-9. A&M, 5.5 to play in the first half.
It's a real controlled pull-up, right? Not in a big hurry. Jump stop. Nail it.
Laravia picks up the dribble in the backcourt. Williamson in the front court takes the pass from Walton, who was the safety valve. Above foul line extended, Monsanto misses the three. Offensive rebound and the push and landing awkwardly, I think, the ankle of Dallas Walton as he was knocked out of midair. Wade Taylor will pick up that foul.
What makes A&M's defense so good is everybody can play. You talk about positionless defense, the rotation, you might have a little on a big if you've switched, and we switch all the time. It's hard to make passes when you don't know where that help's come from, but you have a blockout situation. That's kind of a tough deal there.
Right to baseline inbound by Laravia. Hildreth comes back in with Williams, Williamson, and Walton. Laravia on the right baseline. A deep inbound to Hildreth. He moves in front of the center jump circle, shooting to the basket to our left in front of the Aggie bench here in the first half. Williams steps into an 18-footer right side. That's no good in the rebound, Manny Obasicki. Number 4 for him. Moe up the left side to Boots Radford, who's back on the floor for the Aggies. Moe, Boots, Q along with Coleman and Gordon. Dre's on the right wing. Q's going to attack down the paint. He is stripped. He's going to the free throw line. Quentin Jackson with under 5 to play. 4:59 left. 24-9, Texas A&M.
Works both ways, right? They switched right there, and you have the 6'10 guard in Quentin. He knows, hey, give me some space. I'm going to make you got to foul me because I'm going to get by you.
What you were talking about on defense, we talk about position less. Remember, Buzz said, you know what, we're taking positions off you. You're not a point guard. You're not a forward. You're not this and that. Does the same apply on the defensive end?
It really does. I mean, you can't get all hung up about, I got a guy that's a foot taller than me. You're going to have help. You're not on an island, but we're going to move, and we're going to switch.
Q second, bounces in. Quentin Jackson, 5th in the SEC at 83%. 25-9 at Texas A&M. We're under 5 minutes to play in the first half. Williamson, Davian Williamson, middle of the floor. Alondis Williams on the right side of the floor, attacks on the right wing, cut off by Cash. Skips a pass to C. Left corner, out of that corner on a curl is Williamson. Stolen by Q. Here he comes. Oh, with the rim rocker, Quentin Jackson, 27-9, A&M. The steal and the score.
He wanted that first field goal badly.
Williams, zip, left corner, extra pass, Williamson above foul line extended, now to the top of the arc. Hildreth above foul line extended, 10 on the shot clock. He's in the middle of the floor. C, left corner, Williamson drives the left baseline. Has to go around Coleman, no good. Tipped up, no good. Walton has it. He goes up, missed it off the front of the rim. And a foul called on Texas A&M. The foul is on Aaron Cash.
I mean, you talk about a frenzy. A&M's defense, I would say it's kind of like a hornet's nest right now. You know when you inadvertently knock that hornet's nest, you don't know where it is, and then they're all around your head?
Now you know where they are. They're around you.
That's it.
That's right.
They are everywhere right now.
In and out, no good. His first miss in the NIT. He was 11 for 11. Walton hits the second of two. That's his first point. 27-10. Taylor between the circles. 4. Heads to the left. Above foul line extended. Doesn't use the Cash screen. Hook pass to Cash in the paint. Spins, fades, lost it. Kick back out to Q off his left hand. Front of the center jump circle. 10 on the shot clock. Cleo at the top of the arc. Q down the left lane line. Jump pass to Boots. Straight away for 3. Off the left side. And the carom to Alondis Williams. Williams comes into the front court for Wake. 27-10. To Witt on the left side. Carter Witt gets to the short corner on the left baseline. In the right corner, Hildreth for 3. first three for Wake Forest. 27-13. Q curls, Q bounce, Cash attacks, fouled. Aaron Cash will be at the free throw line.
Doesn't get to shoot a lot of them in game situations. Makes that one.
JC, baby.
Yeah, yeah. You know he'd come through.
28-13. After making the front end of the 1-1, Walton makes the bonus free throw. 28-15. Texas A&M, the 13-point lead. 2:25 to play here in the first half. Q at the top of the arc, Q into the paint. Q bounced to Coleman, up and under, missed it. Got his own on the left side. Goes back up, no good. Rebound by Walton.
It's a big man there.
Walton is 7 feet. The grad transfer from Colorado inside Hildreth, but he found Radford. They're going to call a double dribble on Hildreth. All because of the defense of Tyrese Radford.
Not quitting on that one.
28-15 A&M. Crossover Q. Attacks on the left wing. Fouled by C. And a blocking foul, Hadeem C. His third. Q to the line for a 1-1. Q's free throw. Good. Quinton has six. Isaiah Musius. Hadeem C. sits with three personal fouls. 29-15 is the A&M lead on Wake Forest. 2:02 left in this first half. Q has another free throw. Bounces in. It's his gym, after all.
Well, again, he has that soft touch. How many times have you seen him make contact and it has the right rotation? It's a soft touch. It's got arc on it, and it's amazing how that finds a way to fall.
Witt on the left wing. Drifts to the left corner, now spins to the short corner on the right side. Catch and shoot, Musius. Three is no good. Walton, he followed, wanted to jam it in one motion, fouled from behind, a 1-1 for Walton. Two free throws here. First, in and out, no good.
Well, the last time he did that, it was a rat-a-tat and out, and then he buried the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if there's a trend here. You know where I'm coming from, right?
I absolutely know. Second. He did make that one. He bricked it. John only uses his powers for good. 30-15. Q on the left wing. Q inside the arc. Q left side of the lane. Works on Hildreth. Spins to the baseline. Nothing there. Kicks out Hefner. Three from the wing. Bounces off. 1:20 left. 30-15. On the left wing, Musius gives back to Williams. Straddles the arc above foul line extended. Now attacks on the left wing. Kick into the right corner. Carter Witt for three. No good. Battle for the rebound. Tipped up by Obasicki. On the right baseline. Saved by Walton. He's out of bounds. 30-15, Texas A&M. Final minute of this first half. Boots in the center jump circle. Just inside the Lone Star logo. Somewhere in the Piney Woods right now. 50 seconds left. Boots, 10 on the shot clock. Boots down the left lane line. Cut off, kicks out to Hefner. Hefner, crossover dribble. Hefner in the paint, got two in the air. Scoop, no good. Offensive rebound, Cash stripped. He's going to go up over Walton. That's no good. Radford keeps alive. Tipped in by Walton. Calling a shot clock violation. They might have to look at this.
Who touched it? When?
The first shot by Hefner. Cash with the offensive rebound. Shot clock coming down. The block by Walton tipped up. And then Walton tips it in. The ball had not hit the rim.
That's right.
But it was tipped in by Walton.
It was.
But it just had not hit the rim on either of those two shots.
It went back and forth across the backboard without touching or making contact with the rim.
30-15, Texas A&M. Jackson, then Gordon and Hefner, then Radford and Cash. 30 seconds left. Hildreth. With a couple of seconds to spare into the front court, gives to Alondis Williams. Williams between two defenders, lost it, hook pass, Hildreth, short corner, left baseline, no good, rebound, and an offensive foul on Dallas Walton, the box out by Quinton Jackson.
Great defense.
It's a loose ball foul, too, so it's free throws, two free throws for Q. First of free throw, good by Q. He's got eight. 4 of 5 from the line.
They're not comfortable with the pressure that A&M's putting on them. Even in the half court, we're talking about lollipop passes, making them get a late start. They're really doing a good job of eating into the clock before they try to get into a set.
32-15, Texas A&M after the two free throws. Q now has nine. 17-point lead, 10 seconds left. Williams bounce right side, Hildreth gives back to Williams. Hook pass on the left side. Good passing team, for sure. In the left corner, the three by Musius is short. Rebound Hefner, stays in bounds to Q. Q, three-quarter court, lets it fly. Off to the left, and Texas A&M a 32-15 lead at the half. Partner, what'd you like in the first? What do you want to see in the second?
I want to see more of what we saw in the first. Well, A&M's bent them their way. They're shooting, believe it or not, 14% from the floor. Yeah. A&M has just been unsettling as far as what made them feel like, and done a great job. Now, I want the attack mode. I want the attack mode in the half-court defense. I want the attack mode under control, attacking down the floor.
College Station just got a whole lot more comfortable. Mizzen & Main is known for making the world's best performance fabric dress shirt, but now they've got something comfortable for every hanger in your closet. Shop their workday and weekend clothing, and that includes pants, polos, and pullovers. Do that at mizzenandmain.com. We return to Aggies in 60, the Aggies and the Wake Forest Demon Deacons from Reed Arena in the NIT quarterfinals.
Wake will get the first possession of the second half. Shooting to the basket to our right in front of their bench. 32-15, Texas A&M. Williams lob on the back, driving the left baseline, and dunking is Isaiah Musius. He's got six. Wake opens with a bucket. Aggies first possession, 32-17 A&M. Boots up top, hands back off to Q on the right side. Shooting to the basket to our left in front of their own bench. Radford to the middle of the floor with half the shot clock gone. Bounce left side, Coleman. Looping pass, Boots, above foul line, extended right side. Attacks on the right wing, seven to shoot. Bounce to Q, slip a pass underneath. Coleman lays it up and in. Radford to Q, laid in by Coleman. 34-17 A&M.
That's what Q has gotten so much better at, is drawing that help and giving that nice little drop-off pass.
Obasic in the top of that 1-2-2, forks the lollipop pass. Laravia on the left side, caught, shot. Musius has the first five for Wake Forest in the second half, 34-20. Q, jump pass, Boots on the left wing, up top to Q. Q, guarded by Williams. Right-handed dribble to the right elbow, cut off at the free throw line by Williams. 15 on the shot clock, high post. Obaski spins to the right, missed the layup right side, and the rebound for Laravia. Jake Laravia scoreless in that first half. Davian Williamson to Walton at the top. Walton down the left lane line. Walton spins to his left, flares on the wing. Pass is stolen by Q. Now it's a race. He's got Musius with him. He lays it up and in on the left side with the right hand. 11 for Q. 36-20, Texas A&M. We're a minute 40 into our second half. On the left wing, it's Musius above foul line extended in front of Steve Forbes and the Wake Forest bench, the former assistant here at Texas A&M. Williamson at the top of the arc. Williamson backs out to the center jump circle. Musius in the left corner. Alondis Williams over Boots. Well short. Top free by Q. He's got Williamson back on a one-on-one. A little step through, and he's fouled, and Q to the line.
Did I say I want to stay in the attack mode?
Mm-hmm.
Q's got to be the poster child for the attack mode right now. He's a hard man to stop once he gets that downhill. He can finish on either side of the rim.
Q at the line first. Good. Quentin Jackson, a dozen points, 37-20, Texas A&M. Williams, left elbow, free throw line, jumper. He's got his second field goal, five for him, 37-22. Hildreth crosses the timeline on the left side, in front of the official scorers table, shooting to the basket to our right. It's Williams on the left side, Hildreth, extra pass, Musius above foul line extended, rips another three. 40-25, Texas A&M leads Wake Forest, 14:54 to play in our second half. Hildreth in the backcourt, picked up by Q, the top of this 1-2-2. Across the timeline, behind his back, through the Lone Star logo, to his right. Switch with Coleman, high post C. C, kick right side, catch and shoot Musius, and that's his third three of the second half. He's got 15, 40-28. Texas A&M's lead is 12, with 14:25 to play in the second half. Bounce, high post, left side, Hefner, ball above his head. Turns and faces the basket. Bounce to Coleman, right side of the lane. Goes to work on Walton. Has that shot blocked from the left side by Alondis Williams. Williams, front court. Williams, guarded by Q. High dribble. Double team develops. Nearly stolen by Coleman. Knocked free by Q. Williams inside behind C. Lays it up and in. It's a 10-point game. 8-0 run by Wake Forest has cut the Aggie lead to 10. Texas A&M 40, Wake Forest 30. With 13:54 to play, and the Aggies right now in a drought of over 2.5 minutes, But we've talked about what has been different for A&M in the latter part of this season and during this stretch is they have answered runs by other teams. They need to do that right now.
That's the perfect time to do that. We've seen them do it. We've seen them doing it over and over here late.
And as John mentioned, Boots in cue with Coleman, Hefner, and Hassan Diarra takes the inbound. On the right side of the floor, gives back to Boots. Boots moves to the middle of the floor in between the circles. Picks up the dribble. Q got pushed to the deck at the top of the arc. He got tied up with Alondis Williams. 10 on the shot clock. Diarra on the left wing inside the arc trying to get around Walton on the left baseline. Inside for Coleman. What a job. It was down low. Rose right up and dunked it. Did Coleman. 42-30 A&M.
Need that. It went badly. Great job by Haas finding him.
The assist to Diarra on the Coleman bucket. He's got 8. Aggies by 12. 42-30. Alondis Williams, Hefner, left elbow. At the top of the arc, between the legs twice. Crosses over, pass on the left side. Walton for 3. Hits Dallas Walton. 37% beyond the arc. This is 21st of the year. 42-33, lead single digits. Q, jump pass Diarra. Foul line extended right side. A dribble to his left to get 3. And hits the 3. Hassan Diarra, the assassin, 45-33.
Needed that sorely.
I forget who tweeted that to me, but I love it. In the left corner, Hadeem C. Alondis Williams in front of the center jump circle. 45-33, Texas A&M. Those are the first points for Diarra. In the left corner, Davian Williamson. Williamson down the left lane line, tries to split two defenders, dumps off, and the dunk by Dallas Walton. He's got the last 5 for Wake Forest. 45-35, Texas A&M. Javonte Brown comes in for Ethan Henderson. Wade Taylor in the left baseline. Inbounds on the left wing. Catch and shoot Diarra. Yes, he nailed it. Hassan Diarra. He's got 2 threes in the second half. 48-35, Texas A&M. In the front court, C. On the left side, Williamson. Cut off. Nearly stolen by Taylor. Loops out to Alondis Williams. Guarded by Obaseki. 3 over Moe. No good. Wade Taylor, the 4th. The guard rebound in the front court. Middle of the floor. 8:45 left. Straightaway Boots. Boots attacks. Stops at the right elbow. Hook pass to Obaseki, left side of the lane. JB gets out of the lane. Now Obaseki goes to work on the left side. Into the paint. Goes up. Forces the contact on Hadeem C. He picks up his 4th personal foul. And it is free throws for Manny Obaseki.
How about the courage it takes to go right at a 6'11"? Right at him. Use the pump fake. Going to shoot 2 free throws. Manny did a great job of just taking his time. He had the clear inside. Don't rush.
Free throw good by Manny Obaseki. 6 for him. Moe also has 5 rebounds. Moe misses the 2nd. And the rebound by Alondis Williams. 49-35. Goal 10 by Obaseki on the driving layup by Laravia. But wow, he came out of nowhere. It had hit the backboard. But that didn't stop the skying Manny Obaseki on the goaltend.
That's some explosion there. I hate that he had his back to the ball. Didn't see it come over the top of his head. Tried to make up for it, though, with that swat away.
First points for Laravia. 49-37 A&M. High post left side Obaseki. Obaseki free throw line. Works his way into the paint. Off the glass. He is going back to the line. He draws the foul on Isaiah Musius. And that's the 6th team foul on Wake Forest. First, good. 2 of 2 for Obaseki. 51-37 A&M. 8:10 left in this second half. Williams all the way to the basket. Oh, he does a nice job. And Alondis Williams, the long reach, gets the lay-in on the right side. Taylor gives to Hassan Diarra, the 2 point guards playing together. Diarra down the left lane line. He held the ball out and then shuffled it up a little too strong off the backboard. Up ahead, Laravia. Laravia on the right wing, guarded by Obaseki. Musius and Williams. Now Dallas Walton for 3 on the left side. In and out, no good. Rebound, Boots. He skied and grabbed that board. 59-47, Texas A&M with 7:35 to play. That's looks over to Buzz Williams.
Quintessential rebound. That 6'2 went way high with the bigs.
His 4th, Wade on the left side. 4 for 3. I think he's just found his spot. 2 threes in this half, 54-39 A&M, 7:20 to play.
Aggies in 60 continues. It's the Aggies and the Wake Forest Demon Deacons in the NIT quarterfinals at Reed Arena.
From Learfield, this is the NIT.
54-39, A&M leads Wake Forest, 7:17 to play. Wake Forest basketball, Londis Williams will inbound on the left baseline. 24 on the shot clock after he was fouled. Laravia saves in front of the Wake Forest bench on the left side of the floor. Laravia over Radford, left it short, follows his own shot. Second bounce off the rim, deflected by Obaseki to Boots Radford. Racing front court, Taylor to Javonte Brown, catches on the right block, spins, lays it up and in, and he has fouled JB Chance in a three-point play.
You talk about somebody coming into their own, the confidence. I've always bragged on him having good hands. Under control, took the big step. Went up to the seven-footer, made contact, and finished.
JB's free throw. Banked it in.
He's just showing he's got all the skills. It's too easy to just shoot it straight in. I'm going to bank it from the free throw line.
57-39. The Aggies match their largest lead. 6:50 to play. They answered Wake's run, didn't they, John?
Well, you called for it.
Alondis Williams. Two free throws for him. Missed. 6:30 left in this second half, 57-40 A&M. Boots catch, shy of the right elbow. Boots goes to work, into the paint. Boots takes Laravia to the basket, lays it up and in. Just classic Boots.
Do you think he knows he has four fouls?
Oh, the other way is Williams to Dallas. Walt, he's met at the rim by Javonte Brown. Even though it's a foul, the Aggies are contesting everything.
And one of the things that JV's done, he's made the scouting report. Now he's moving up the chart as far as what he's capable of doing.
59-42 A&M, 6 minutes to play. Walton three straight away. Nope, rebound, Wade Taylor the fourth.
Javonte did a good job of going out and get his hand up on the seven-footer. The seven-footer can shoot. Javonte knows that.
JB sets a screen for Boots on the right side. Shy of the right elbow. Goes to work, straddles the arc straight away. Crossover dribble, left elbow. Over Laravia, and hits. Boots going to work. He's got 10. Aggies lead 61-42. 5:30 left in this second half. Crossover, Williams, zip a pass. Williamson, left corner three. Short, rebound. Obaseki loose, Gordon on the floor to Radford in the front court. He'll step across the timeline and slow it up.
How about the guy's got four fouls. Tyrese knows what to do with it. They're going to clear it and give it to him again, I bet.
Obaseki heads to the right corner. Dre's in the left corner. Right elbow, JB. Left block, Radford. They go to work with 10 on the shot clock. 5 minutes to play. Boots, Laravia on him. He's going to go right at him. Off the glass, too strong. Laravia with the rebound. JB was going to contest that. 4:50 left. 61-42 A&M. Stolen the cross-court pass. Wade Taylor. All alone. Laid up with the left hand. The Aggies are up 21-63-42 on the steal and the score by Wade Taylor the fourth. He now has double digits in all three NIT games. He's got 10.
I mean, what's interesting is it's like a free safety or just a safety that's playing the back of a zone defense, and he's behind it. He sees it, sees the eyes of the quarterback, picks it off.
You're talking like my football partner, Dave Elmendorf now. 13 steals for the Aggies, make it 14. The steal by Q. Q, lob, no, missed the dunk. And it comes out to Laravia. Absorbs the contact from Andre Gordon. 63-44, 4:10 left in Q in the center jump circle.
He's going to really let the air out of it right now.
Yep.
And then they're going to do like a one-on-one clear-out situation because they have some foul issues.
Q above foul line extended, crosses over. Five on the shot clock. Straight away, Dre. Four to shoot. In the paint, Dre. Slip a pass. And the dunk by Javonte Brown! Dre to JB. 65-44. A&M. 3:40 left. Five for JB off the bench. Three on the left side's no good. Rebounded by four. 3:30 left, 65-44, A&M by 21. Partner, I hear an airplane revving up. Destination, New York City.
Yes.
1:35 left, Monsanto. Banks in a three from the left wing.
Got a piece of that one and deflected it enough just to get off the glass.
Hefner bounces into Q, guarded by C, so he loops back to Hefner. Jump pass, front court. Wade Taylor is going to tack on the left wing, lay it up and in.
Seeing the floor. Got to have guts to throw it, though.
It's nice when you got the size of Hayden Hefner at 6'6". Finds Taylor, a dozen. Timeout called for substitutions. Buzz wants them to stop. Quinton Jackson.
Yeah.
His last game at Reed Arena. Buzz, masterful.
Just want to get him off the court, not stop the game, but
big
get
hug
to celebrate.
Look at
now
the hug.
Now they're going to start it again.
Q waves. He will hug everyone. What a moment. 3 years for Quinton Jackson here. His mom said, I can't believe how mature he is.
Wow. And what, hey, you might as well give her so much credit.
Absolutely.
So much credit. I mean, what a wonderful, delightful lady.
Yep.
Comes by and sees us at every game. Nothing but positive, the team.
Here comes Zach Walker. Here comes Everett Vaughn. Here comes Davin Watkins. Here comes Aaron Janicek. Might do this one at a time. Buzz is going to orchestrate this. Boots comes out. It's like a curtain call.
Yeah, like.
Zach Walker will come in. For Hayden Hefner. Aaron Janicek will come in.
Wade Taylor going out.
He's for four. Davin Watkins to the table. For Hassan Diarra. No more shot clock. Zach Walker into the front court. 67-52. 10 seconds left. The fight in Texas Aggies. Alcorn State. Then Oregon. Now Wake Forest. And A&M is going to MSG. The Aggies are headed to New York. They advance in the NIT with a 67-52 win over Wake Forest.
What a great way to send this team off, though. This great crowd here today, having a chance to have a curtain call for the principal players with a spotlight on them as they exit the floor celebrating this big win.
And the last time for this season, they will saw them off here at Reed Arena. Time now for our Wells Fargo winning moments. Now gives to Taylor there. Wade, one dribble to his left, to the basket. Henry Coleman, up fake, lay it up, off the heel. Oh, the follow by Manny Obaseki! Radford, now between the circles, shot clock at 9. Angles to the left side, above foul line extended, using a Coleman screen. He'll step back three over Laravia, and swish it! 5-0 A&M! Diarra, Coleman, Obaseki, Gordon, and Henderson guards the inbound. And it is stolen by Gordon. It was intended for Hildreth. Andre's all alone. Dunk! A forward drive of the game. Andre Gordon, 20-9. Texas A&M, the steal off the inbound. Skips a pass to C. Left corner, out of that corner on a curl is Williamson. Stolen by Q. Here he comes. Oh, with the rim rocker, Quinton Jackson. 27-9, A&M. Taylor. Catch and shoot three. From the wing, 4 for 3. Aggies 40, Wake Forest 22. Inbounds on the left wing, catch and shoot Diarra. Yes, he nailed it, Hassan Diarra. He's got 2 threes in the second half, 48-35, Texas A&M. Second bounce off the rim, deflected by Obaseki to Boots Radford. Racing front court, Taylor to Javonte Brown. Catches on the right block, spins, lays it up and in, and he has found JB. Chance at a three-point play. Stolen, the cross-court pass. Wade Taylor, all alone. Laid up with the left hand. The Aggies are up 21-63-42 on the steal and the score by Wade Taylor the fourth. Four to shoot in the paint. Dre, slip a pass. And the dunk by Javonte Brown. Zach Walker into the front court, 67-52. 10 seconds left. The fight in Texas Aggies, Alcorn State, then Oregon, now Wake Forest, and A&M is going to MSG. The Aggies are headed to New York. They advance in the NIT with a 67-52 win over Wake Forest.
I'm Andrew Monaco. Thank you so much for joining us for this edition of Aggies in 60. We'll be back with you on the next edition of Studio 12 in the Zone.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.